What should the unions do? Sexism in schools. Teacher and Socialist Party member Martin Powell Davis is standing to be the National Education Union's new Deputy General Secretary. He said, a 2017 new survey confirmed the sexism and sexual harassment that young women and girls encounter daily in schools. Almost a quarter, 24%, of female students at mixed-sex schools reported that they had been subjected to unwanted physical touching of a sexual nature while at school. Yet only 14% of students who had experienced sexual harassment said they had reported it to a teacher. The NU has called for consistent and ongoing action from schools and government to challenge sexism in schools. Schools, where women make up most of the workforce, face further cuts and job losses, particularly support staff. Given the ongoing risk of rising community infections, it has been understandable that some people have questioned whether public protests should take place. But the risks of infection are considerably less in outdoor environments than the indoor ones like schools and workplaces that the government insists are safe to attend. Last year, Unite the Union successfully challenged another attempt by the police to use the Coronavirus Act to prevent legitimate protest, in this case the right to picket outside your workplace during strike action. Unions have been at the heart of many gains won by women against sexism and oppression. They must now come together to support those protesting against sexual harassment and gender violence.